Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach. Joining me this week is Litchfield Public Library District Director, Sarah Zumwalt.
We're talking about a special event coming to the library, a bike ride. I guess if you just want to tell us where this came from.
Okay, we were contacted by the Adler Planetarium from Chicago, and they are doing a galaxy ride, which is a 300-mile bike ride from Chicago to St. Louis. And they're going to make 6 stops along Route 66, and Litchfield is their last stop before they get to St. Louis. They're going to stop in Joliet, in Dwight, Normal, Lincoln, Springfield, and Litchfield on their way. It's an 8-day, 300-mile bike ride. Dr. Lucianne Walkowitz is the director of the project, and she's going to bring some interesting science activities to the library and library park on September 24th from 5 to 7 in the evening. She's going to have telescopes, plasma balls, spectrum tubes. She's going to teach people about electricity, auras, space travel, and renewable energy sources. So it's going to be an interesting evening with a lot of science stuff.
Yeah, sounds like fun. And you said you were going to maybe see about getting some kids some school credit for
it. We'd love to have some extra credit points available for attendance. So it's geared to all ages. She's going to teach people how to use everyday objects like toilet paper, tubes, and string, and balloons, and cotton balls to gauge their own distance from the Earth and in the universe. So I'm not a science person, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and it's going to be interesting. So,
and I know you said as far as planning it, you didn't have a lot to do with that. They kind of contacted you.
Yes, they contacted me, and because we are on Route 66, they thought it would be one of the good places to stop. So they're going to be here on the 24th, and we are the last stop before they travel on to St. Louis. And the stops are spaced out so that they are like the distance from the Earth to the end of our galaxy and the beginning of another galaxy. So Litchfield is actually considered the end of the Milky Way and the beginning of the black holes. That was interesting.
Okay.
But it's going to be in Library Park, and it's free. And there'll be lots of activities for kids and even some adults who are interested in space and science and things like that. But yeah, it's a Thursday evening.
5 to 7?
5 to 7 in Library Park.
So it might be trying to decide if it's going to be dark by then or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think lately it's been getting dark around 7. So maybe by, because that's 2 weeks, yeah. 2 weeks away.
Hopefully we can see something with the telescope. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
So what do you know about Adler Planetarium in Chicago?
I know that it is one of the earliest planetariums in the country. It was founded in 1930, and it has a lot of different programs that goes on. I know that a lot of the school visits go there. I've never been there, but it's big and pretty, and they're coming to Litchfield, which I think is really exciting because it is a big, it's a big deal in Chicago, and for them to pick Litchfield to come to, I think is really exciting.
Yeah. I just have this funny picture in my head of them riding their bikes with telescopes strapped on.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to ride the bike, but that's what they're going to do. That'll be interesting. So
Yeah. And so, let's see. What other library events do you have coming up?
September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. So anybody who comes into our library, Litchfield Library, to get a new card or to renew their old card will get a free gift. Can't tell you what it is, but the cat likes it. So, but we have our new library cards that have a plastic card and then 2 key fobs that you can give to your spouse or to your kids so they can use your account to check out too. So, but we encourage people to come get a library card. We have a lot of different things to offer. We have movies, kids' books, adult books, Cricut cartridges, all kinds of different stuff to check out. Fishing poles, things that people don't think about having at a library. We have them.
What are Cricut cartridges?
Cricut cartridges are for crafters and scrapbookers. You have a machine and you put in this cartridge and it will cut out the shape that you tell it to in the size that you tell it to. We just got the brand new Toy Story cartridge and also the brand new Disney Frozen cartridge. So some of my scrapbookers are really excited about those.
So they'll know what you're talking
about. Yeah, they'll know what we mean if you say Cricut cartridges. We have about 15 to check out right now, so they're kind of neat.
All right. So you'd mentioned the cat. I don't think I've ever talked to you about your library cat, which I love going to the library to visit Stax.
Our Stax the cat, yes.
But I guess I don't really know the full history behind Stax, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling
sure.
us that.
Sure. Several years ago, there was a book called Dewey the Library Cat by Vicki Myron, and it was a bestseller. And a few of our board members said, hey, that's a really cool story. Can we do that? And I said, sure, why not? So we contacted Optiped and Benelled and told them who I was and where I worked and what I wanted. And she said, we have the perfect cat for you. You've got to come see her. And I went to see her. She was about a year old at the time. And we brought her back to the library, and she's been there ever since. They actually found her in Gillespie during an ice storm and brought her to Adopt-A-Pet and, of course, did whatever they do to them before they allow them for adoption. And she pretty much runs the place.
Yeah.
Right when I left, she was asleep on the front of the circulation desk. So we were checking books out over her. We don't disturb her nap.
No. Cats do what they want.
She does. She's a great cat. She's been a great PR asset to the library. People come from all over just to see the cat. We had people from Canada. We had people from California. We heard you had a library cat. I'm like, yeah, she's right there. And then people come in and go, oh my gosh, that's a real cat? Because her tail will flit or something. So it's fun. It's great. The kids love her. The first thing they say is, where's Stax? Where's Stax?
She's
great. We are one of the few places that has a library cat in Illinois, but she's really cool.
Yeah. I was wondering if a lot of places could do that. I guess I assume you haven't had any complaints as far as like allergies or anything.
We really haven't. We talked to the veterinarian right after we got her when we were considering it, and they said that in a building our size, unless you sit on the cat's chair, which she does have one chair she prefers, or holder, then allergies really shouldn't be a big deal because there's so much open air and things in there. We do keep the cat hair cleaned up and all that kind of stuff. So, and she's very good about being just a good cat.
Yeah.
she's really neat. That's the high point on one of the preschool tours is, where does the cat go potty? So that's funny. It's like, oh, I didn't know that was a high point, but evidently it is.
Yeah.
They all have that question.
Yeah, you can't really tell that there's a cat that lives there.
No, you
can't. You guys do keep it pretty clean.
It's very nice. And she's been in Cat Fancy magazine.
Oh.
In February of 2010. She was one of 14 literary cats. It was kind of cool. She quit wearing her tiara shortly after that. But yes, she was the queen of the magazine. And she's on our website. She has her own little page and things like that. So
yeah. I guess up until now, I've thought of Stax as a boy. But so now... Now I know.
She's a girl.
The princess.
She is the queen of the library.
Oh, fun.
She's really neat.
Yeah. I enjoy Stax very much. Her buddies.
Yeah. She likes to sit on people's laps when they're using the computer. Yeah. And if you're reading a newspaper, she will come and put her paw on it so you pay attention to her first.
Yes. Because that's why you're at the library.
Yeah, you have to pay her dues. Yeah.
Oh, fun. All right. Well, and on a sort of personal note, I guess it's been a month, but if you wouldn't mind talking about the award you received through CEFS.
Yes, I was one of 9 volunteers of the year for CEFS, and I work with them through the Head Start program here in town. Karen Lemon and her classes come to the library twice every month, the AM class and the PM class, and we read a book. And we do a craft, and we've been doing that for several years now. We do just different things that we do at Story Hour and other things. And then we work with McDonald's, a restaurant here in town. They do a Christmas program, and the library always goes and does a craft that they can give to their parents as a Christmas present. So we've done that for the last several years. And so I was nominated and received a plaque and went to Effingham for recognition, and it's kind of neat.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
People appreciate what you do.
I really enjoy my job. We have a great library in Litchfield, and if you haven't been in, please come in, because you think it's just a big building downtown, but there's a lot inside of it, and there's always a lot going on. We have Story Hour twice a week. We have Lego Club. We're always looking for activities for adults, so if you have anything, you know, give me a call and suggest something.
All right.
We're pretty excited about our library.
Yeah, I think it's great. I know I spent many hours there, and I think I read almost all of the crime section. For some reason, I got on a, like, mafia kick for a while, and so I read all about that.
You are not the only person who does that. Yeah, we have several patrons that if their husband disappears, we know they did it. They know how.
I always wondered what you would think of me taking all those books out, but...
No, we don't judge.
I was very proud of myself that I made it through the, 800-page book about the five families, the mob families of New York. It took me very many renewals, I think over 2 months, but I finished it.
That's all that matters, as long as you finish it. There's not an AR test or anything at the end of that, so it's okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. We hope to see everybody on September 24th at the Galaxy Ride.
Absolutely. All right, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Around Montgomery County with my guest, Litchfield Public Library District Director, Sarah Zumwalt. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.